This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Five, five, six, three. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and all that fun stuff, right? The, you know, today is September 11th, right? 17th anniversary of an unprovoked attack on U.S. soil. Again, you know, I don't want to say I joke, but I often find it amazing that people get crazy if you say we were attacked by Islamic or Muslim extremists. And so calling it the truth, I guess, is distasteful. I jump right into it again. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going up there, going on up there. You know, and tonight, after the break, we're going to have Dr. Gina Loudon join us. She's written a new book called Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. Question I ask is Donald Trump sane? And how do you know? Well, she would know. I'd say she kind of hangs out with him. And she'll let us know what she thinks. But as I started to say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation. But how soon, how long before we're not allowed to say that we were attacked by the Japanese? Even though it's a true statement in Pearl Harbor, right? And how long will it be before we'll not be able to say the Germans gassed millions of Jews? I mean, I'm not trying to bring nasty down on any of these people. But I find it interesting that we have to now stay away from that. We now can't, you're attacking a people if you say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and killed 3,000 people. Right? So when do we get to? When do we get to simply say things as they are? Muslim extremists took down the Twin Towers and killed 3,000 people. Period. I mean, seriously, the Japanese, in an act of war, in a cowardice way, on a Sunday morning, attacked Pearl Harbor, again killing thousands of Americans. Do you understand? We can go down this whole list. No more, and again, it's not an attack on those people. Their government did it. They went along with it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You remember where you were? Now, we'll do more of this in the second hour. But I remember driving down the road, on my way to someplace. It was about an hour from where I lived at the time. And I remember hearing it, seeing it just before I left the house, but actually hearing what was going on. And thinking, okay, you know, whatever, yeah, right? Some buildings in New York were attacked. Really didn't understand the depth of this thing until hours later. I mean, many hours later. And I don't know if you really think about this today. I don't know if you realize. I'll go through the numbers in the second hour, not now. That was 17 years ago. Some of those people that died, their kids had just been born. Right? No, really. Come on, think about this. Some of those people who died, their children had just been, they had children that maybe were 6 months, a year old. Those kids are 18 today. Right? let this play out in your mind. And some kids that were 5 or 10 years old or what have you, right? They are now what, 27? Probably have their own families or starting to have their own families? What do you think about that? Not in a ha-ha way, but if you think about it, think about all the things that these kids have gone through and talked about and seen, and they don't have their dads around. Some of them don't have their moms. Some of them don't have either parent. They lost them both that day. Do you understand that that was a city unto itself in the Twin Towers? Really wiped out, truly, they wiped out families that day. They wiped out countries, not just families, countries that day. And these kids have grown up, again, with no parents around, not totally understanding what happened, I would say. You're having to tell them. We're having to have them understand. So, for some who I've heard say, well, you know, that was a long time ago. 17 years is not a long time ago. I'm sorry, it's not. And if these kids lost their loved ones, lost parents, it's not long ago for them. It's yesterday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Don't go far. Dr. Gina joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Please be involved. Please be engaged. Right? Because that's what we want. That's the only way you get information is we talk to each other. We talk it through. We may not always agree. But at least on the right, we're less likely to hit you or slam you or anything like that, right? Seriously. You know, I'm really amazed. If you, well, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, right? And you can also give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week. And even sometimes I don't do that because I forget, right? But I'll let you know who's going to be on the show or who I'm trying to get on the show and the topics we're going to be discussing. Give you some information on our sponsors and that kind of thing. Right? And it's not that hard. Again, it's just your email address. If you hate it, you're not interested in getting any more information, then you just unsubscribe. It's really that simple. You don't even need to have a high school degree to make that happen. Right? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that you spend online with us and just being involved in the conversation. You know, again, we're having issues getting Dr. Jeaner on. We'll fix that later. But on September 11th, when you go through exactly what took place that day, right? These were, for some of you who might be too young to remember, for some of you who weren't paying attention, maybe you were in a coma. Now, the thing that irritates me about this is they call these guys, or call these people, suicide bombers. Well, no disrespect to those who've committed suicide, or the families that have to, you know, deal with it. But a suicide really only affects one person. One person dies in a suicide, right? The person that commits it to themselves. How do you call this a suicide when these people killed thousands of people? These were not suicide attacks. I mean, every place you see that, you should call it out. They're not suicide bombers. This is not a suicide attack. These were 19, call it what it is, Islamic extremists that were affiliated with Al-Qaeda, who specifically trained and came here to attack American targets, Americans. It was one of the deadliest attacks in American history on American soil, and of all places, in New York City. Also in Washington, I get it. A little over 2,700 people were killed in New York, right? 40 at the Pentagon. All 19 terrorists died, which is really too bad, because it would have been nice to see them go on trial. It would have been nice to see them brought to justice and then put to death. So, police and fire departments in New York were especially hard hit. Hundreds who rushed to the scene, 400 police officers and firefighters were killed. Right? But I mean, whole fire departments or fire houses there were wiped out, never to be seen again. Right? I mean, just you have to go back and think about the effect that had, not only in the city, but on this country as a whole. It was probably one of the first times in quite some time we truly all were on the same page. You had a few stragglers here and there. And then what was funny was, within days of all of this, and I mean days, all of a sudden you had those people on the far left questioning whether we brought it on ourselves. You know, our arrogant attitude. We brought it on ourselves. Can you believe it? Can you imagine being an American, being a U.S. citizen, and looking at the damage that was being... Can you imagine... Let's take it all the way back to Pearl Harbor. Some of you older folks remember this. Did you know anybody who sat around and after that happened, after all those men and women were killed, sleeping on a Sunday morning? The Japanese knew exactly what they were doing. But sleeping on a Sunday morning, in a cowardice attack against our ships. I mean, can you imagine anybody saying, you know, maybe we brought that on. Maybe the fact that we're in a war, we're fighting the Japanese over there or wherever, maybe we brought this on ourselves. Could you imagine anybody saying that? Back then, or even today. You know, when you think about what took place that morning, when those planes took off from where they did, I'm not going to go through the whole story again. And you know, you realize that some of you who weren't paying attention, again, they strategically chose these planes and these routes because they were being fueled up for long flights, which means the fuel tanks were full. Right? The flights took off from Boston, which meant that they truly were a hop, skip, and a jump from New York. A simple turn towards New York. So it was easy to get those. I mean, what would it take, 17 minutes from Boston? And it took 15 to 17 minutes to go from Boston to New York, which meant they very, very little fuel had been expended at that point in time. But I will tell you what, for those of you who believe or don't believe in God or what have you, if you believe in God, think about something. God had, I know some of you will know, he couldn't have had his hand in it. Look at all the people that died. Now, we have choice. That's a show for another day. We have choice. But if those buildings, I want you to think about something. Think about how they fell straight down. For all intents and purposes, straight down. But imagine if one side of those buildings collapsed before the other, or one side gave away before the other, and structurally the building tipped to one side or fell to one direction. The damage and the toll would be so much higher. Don't you think? So, again, thank God, because it could have been a lot worse. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140 mile per hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas, Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Hey, Mexico.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Yeah, I ain't going to school no more. I'm done. They don't even want me back there. Seriously, they'll throw me right back out again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really just being part of the conversation. It doesn't do any good if you just sit there agreeing with me but not really engaging or getting involved. All right, as I promised you earlier, Dr. Gina Loudon is joining us, and she discovered a cure for crazy. Now, she's an expert in psychology, a devoted mother of five, and a true American patriot. I've known Gina for a few years now, and she sheds a bright light on the dirty and manipulative tactics of the crazy delusional left. Matter of fact, in D.C., hopefully she's getting her tetanus shots on a regular basis. She's written a book called Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. Man, that is a 24/7 task. Dr. Gina, thanks for being with me.
What a huge honor to be on your show, Joe Messina. I was so excited when I saw your name pop up in my schedule today. Thanks for having me.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I kind of miss you. We used to be on kind of together.
You kind of miss me? Well, you kind of miss me?
Well, Wait a minute. It's kind of hard to miss you when every time I look over my shoulder, I see you on Hannity or some show. So you're kind of around 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
what he's really saying, audience, I'm translating for you, is he can't get rid of me fast enough. I think it's Joe. No, we're old friends, Joe, and it's really great to be with you. I'm so happy for all of your success. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And listen, the book, I love it. You know, what I tweeted out was, is Donald Trump insane? Tune in and find out. So I'm sure I get a lot of garbage for that. Now, listen, not everybody knows you like I do and some others do. Maybe they're hearing you for the first time. And you recently said that Donald Trump may be the most sane president to sit in that seat. But before you say anything, because people always say, well, what right does she have to say that? Why don't you put some of your qualifications on the table?
Okay, I hate this part because I just don't even care about academia. I think the longer you go to school, the dumber you get. I do.
Okay.
I believe in street smarts.
Right.
I believe that to be effective in life, I needed to unlearn most of what I learned, especially in subsequent degrees. I think I went to school because I didn't want to get a real job, Joe. But having said all of that, I'll tell you that, for my undergrad, I said, the reason I am willing to answer this question is because so many are attacking my credentials, my livelihood, just like you knew they would the minute that I wrote a book.
Yeah,
now, Mr. Woodward, by the way, he could write a book not even ever having met the president that I know of, certainly not knowing the president on the level that I do, with zero, as far as I know, of any sort of mental health, development, human psychology kinds of classes in his whole entire life that I know of. Maybe he had a Psych 101 in undergrad, I don't know. But anyway, he can write the book, and he's fully credible, Joe, just so you know.
Right.
But I write the book with an undergraduate in psychology. I have a master's degree in counseling education from St. Louis University. I have another master's degree from Fielding in California. And just because it's California doesn't mean it wasn't a good school. That was a human and organizational development, which is more like a business psych focus. And then my final PhD is in human development. So I've really studied human behavior in one form or another really most of my adult life, sadly. And that probably explains a lot to you, Joe.
Well, no, you know what it is? You're exactly right, because people see this stuff and they see you on television and they go, oh, she's just one of those TV psychologists or whatever, and it's wrong. It's wrong for them to do. And the other part of this is you got all these so-called psychologists on TV who have never met the man. They've never talked to the man. They see him on television. They go, see what he did that? That means he's this, them. You spend time with him. You spend time with his family. You spend time with the man, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, too, that I liked what he was doing with our country before I knew him. I ended up supporting him for president, and you know this. I lost friends, business acquaintances, you name it. Even my husband was supporting someone different. It's the first time in our marriage we've ever divided over anything politically. My husband's very politically involved, a former state senator from Missouri. So it was really going a little bit out on a limb, but I just saw him as different. And, Joe, I tend to take a look. You know, my background, my training, my hardcore training is actually in truth detection or lie detection, whichever way you'd like to look at it. I prefer the cup half full. I'm pretty good at looking at people and being able to discern if they're telling you the truth or not. If I'm crying, it's not like I'm looking at people in a social setting thinking these things, but it's just what I'm really trying to determine. And so I was looking at him. And you remember that, Joe? Who was it that gave that sermon, Liar, Lunatic, or Lord of the Universe? Do you remember that? Was it Chuck Colson or I can't remember, but they were asking about Jesus, and they were saying he's either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord of the Universe. I can't remember who preached it to me. It was Reverend Bob Curtis, which was my Southern Baptist pastor in St. Louis, Missouri. But I can't remember who preached it originally. Anyway, the point of the matter is I kept looking at him going, he's either the most evil human being to ever run for president, or this man who could be living his golden years out on a beautiful golf course that he owns somewhere in Scotland with everyone around him, all yes men, catering to his every whim, or he could be annihilated and excoriated and litigated to death every single day and all of his family attacked and his own grandchildren attacked. I don't know, which would you choose, Joe? Me, I might pick the Mai Tai on the golf course,
I'm with you. I'd be having that margarita in one hand and just sitting there watching the pool water, Yeah, you're right.
It was C.S. Lewis, I guess, that wrote a book called Liar, Lord, or Lunatic initially, but I know it's been preached many times over. Anyway, that's what told me that when I looked at his motivation, I had to pick one of those. He was either totally devious and evil, and he wanted to spend his golden years taking America down, or he really did love America for all it has given him and want to preserve it for the next generations, as Reagan preached. And so I had no choice, so I supported him. But now I'm so blessed that I know him on a personal level. I know his family on a personal level, and I've gotten to spend a lot of time with him. I like to say in his natural habitat here at Mar-a-Lago in South Florida, where I'm also a member, and I get to hang out with him there, but also inside the White House, also, at rallies. And so getting to know he and his family has been one of the great pleasures of my life, not just because he's president, president of the United States, not just because I love what he's done, but because I think he's a really darn fine person, Joe. He's a patriot. He loves his country. His journey was longer than some of ours. Some of ours understood politics the way he does by the time we were maybe in our 30s or 40s. It took him a little longer. He went through some Democrats. Definitely was a businessman accountable to a board in New York City. He had to play the political thing, and I get that. But now that this became a priority for him, he gets it just like we get it. And, Joe, I believe we've seen a revival of sorts in the Oval Office, and I think that's a pretty cool thing.
I agree with you. You know, and here's the thing. You're not taking this off your friendship or how you've got to know the guy. You use real science. You're using real data when you look at this president and you look at what he's doing. And to your point, you're right. He doesn't need this garbage. He could do without this. He could be loved by Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton again. If he hadn't run, right? I mean, he would be golden boy with those guys again. But I tell you what bothers most people, I think. He's got that hardcore, type A personality, New York successful businessman, and he's going to make it happen. He's going to do the right thing. And that's what they call not presidential. They're used to somebody cowing down, backing up, or not really doing what they need. You know, Jerusalem's the capital of Israel, and we're going to put the capital where it belongs, period, end of discussion, or we're going to put our embassy where it belongs. They couldn't understand that. He actually did what he said he was going to do. This is what's making these people crazy, isn't it?
Totally, this is what's making them crazy. And you know what's worse for the left? And that is that it is their attacks and their incessant, just beguilement of him that motivates him and that keeps that fire burning in him. People ask me all the time, so as best you can tell, is the president affected? You know, off the record, is the president affected when you see him at Mar-a-Lago after a long day of Trump-Russia collusion stories or pink hats parading around the Washington Mall? Or the latest protests of the Kavanaugh hearings, and I say to them, not phased. I've watched him on what you might think would be the worst days, and I can tell you, he's having the time of his life. He literally operates with a different operating system than most people. And I go into the psychology of that. It has to do with his family of origin. It has to do with his birth order. It has to do with his personality type. And I think he's going to keep doing it.
All right. Listen, can you hang on for a few more minutes? I want to finish up this conversation after
the
break.
Sure.
Great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Dr. Gina will still be with us after the break. We have her duct taped to the secret room. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy.
so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What was your name? Annette Funicello and what was the other guy's name? Her Johnny, Jimmy, whatever his name was, running around the beach. And those,
what's
the Avalon or something. Oh, yeah. I know, but they had those really weird bathing suits I would never wear. You couldn't get me. You wouldn't want to see me in one of those. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Oh, you actually took that to vision, didn't you? I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know whether to be insulted or what. She's laughing and thinking about me in a tight shorts, you know, whatever. Dr. Gina Loudon joins me. She's an expert in psychology, a devoted mother of five, and I know her kids, and a true American patriot. Dr. Gina Loudon sheds a bright light on the dirty and manipulative tactics of the crazy and delusional left in D.C. as a whole. I don't know how she handles it there. She's written a book called Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. No kidding. Dr. G, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Oh, it's
It's a pleasure, Joe. You know, your audience is so blessed to have you, and I know they know this, but, you know, you're one of the few out there that's funny, logical, patriotic, spiritually tuned in, and just a great all-around guy. I'm so glad that, you know, you have worked so hard to get where you are, and it's just such an honor to be on with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you're one of the first people that had me on, too. Remember when you were in San Diego, California? Reminded me of Boston a lot. And remember you being out on the beach in the background there, and you had the day with the whipping wind.
Oh, yeah, we are going back to the dark ages now.
A lot of fun. But, your book is great, you know, and as Sean Hannity says, it's less expensive than a therapy session. I believe that. Mad Politics provides a strategy to restore the truth that, you know, just it's good for your soul and the wings of your spirit, as he puts it. Now, and you, people, you need to go out and get her book. And not just because I know her, but these things lay things in line for you. And like I always say to you, don't just listen to us and agree with us. Take what we say, learn what we say, make it close to your heart, and tell other people about it. Teach other people about it. Otherwise, it's just talk. It's just shy of gossip. Anyway, Dr. G, again, like I said, thanks for dealing with me, for being on with me. Yeah, dealing with me. But we were talking during the break. I'm going to start selling the break time because that's when the best conversations happen. I said, the one thing I wish he wouldn't do, sometimes, you know, when he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and that thought hits his mind, you know, he types it in, put the phone down, count to 7, then pick it up back in, read it. If you still want to set it, go for it. Am I off here or what?
Well, I think it does serve a purpose, Joe. It sort of sends a message to his base, hey, guess what? It's still me. No consultant has gotten to me. Nobody's changed who I am. I'm still really, 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 really me. So I don't think that it's necessarily all that bad all the time. But here's my character assessment of this. You know, we didn't mean to elect a perfect, polished, plastic politician, right? We didn't want Karl Rove's next candidate shoved down our throat. If we had, we had a lot of other choices out there. But we chose a disruptor. We chose someone from New York. We chose someone who had dealt in the hard world, the real world. And so he doesn't really know how to do all the kind of presidential-y stuff. I mean, here's what it comes down to for me, Joe. When you look at it from just a character, again, I go back to that motivation question. What's his motivation in that? I think if you look at motivation alone, you can get so much further in your thoughts. And that is, like, he is sometimes too honest, right? And he is sometimes too loyal. Case in point, Omarosa. And you know what, Joe? When all said and done, if you and I end up with a legacy of, hey, Joe and Gina, they were too loyal and too honest, I don't know about you, Joe, but I'm kind of okay with that. I think if you have a president, and those are the two worst things you can think to say about him, is he sometimes steps on his own feet by being too honest or too loyal, that's a president I would like to keep. I can't think of many presidents who have had faults that say more about their integrity than those two faults.
You know, you look at the way, you look at the, I call him, forgive me, but I call him Billy Bob Clinton and Mr. Oblamo. You look at their families and how they came to this country and really their heritage. In my mind's eye, they really don't have much of one. But I saw a documentary on Donald Trump's family. I saw it on his grandfather and how he came to this country and what he went through to make things work and then what his father went through. I mean, this guy grew up in it. He grew up in the true American dream. I mean, from start to finish, from ancestor to where he's at today and where his kids are going, does that have anything to do with his success, his personality, how he feels about this country today, do you think?
So much. I think there's a really cool thing that I wrote about in the book, and we don't have time to go into it, but I want to say to your audience, because nobody wants to read a weedy, wonky, you know, psychobabbling book. This isn't that. I try to keep it really topical, using terms that people remember, you know, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, even the Myers-Briggs type indicator test that talks about personality types, birth order, like I said. He has a double birth order, which is really interesting, because he's from a family of five, and interestingly, he had five children. But he was the youngest with a large space between himself and his next youngest siblings. He was youngest and the oldest, like a double birth order. That gives a sort of insatiable confidence that's really interesting. And it also gives really super strong leadership skills. So that's that bizarre combination you see in him that is so unusual. I know this birth order because I happen to have one of these. My beau fits into this category. And so I just think it's important to excuse my dog barking. Now you know it's really is truly live radio here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. But I think it's important to note that, and I think it's important to have a little bit of confidence in who he is, and sort of his boldness is indicative of a character and a confidence that has served him well his entire life, and it's serving us well now. This is why we have record low unemployment among virtually every single minority group, including, by the way, high school dropouts, which I find fascinating, and youth employment. There's never been a president that's done for an economy what this president has done, and there's never been a president who had one major accomplishment every 36 hours for the first entire year of his presidency with zero help from the establishment elite, the media, or the establishment elite in his own party. Yeah.
Dr. Gina, I know you've been out, you know, pushing your book and talking on the show, so you probably didn't hear this, and I just don't want you to make a fool of yourself, but this is all because of Mr. Obama. Don't you know that? I mean, he just talked about
I said this to Lou Dobbs tonight on his show. I said, yeah, you remember all those regulations that Obama cut, right? You remember that. You remember when he got GDP up to, was it 4 or 5? Yeah, I can't remember. And you remember the stock market outdoing itself, like, what, weekly, monthly under Obama? Yeah, you remember. And the record low unemployment. And all the manufacturing jobs and the re-innovation of coal and all those things that Obama did. We should be giving him credit. You're right.
Listen, here's my question. If him leaving office caused all this prosperity, why didn't he leave a month after he got in? I mean, he would have been doing us a great service, wouldn't he?
That's the most logical thing I've ever heard, Joe Messina.
So when you hear him, and I know, you know, he's not your favorite guy. Obama's not my favorite guy either. But really, when you hear somebody speaking like this, when you hear somebody with that kind of delusion, this is really a problem. This is really somebody who's, I use the word delusion, but I don't know if that's a medical term. But, I mean, he's really got an issue in believing, truly believing, this is all because of his, doesn't he?
Well, you can't make a clinical analysis. There's a Goldwater rule. You can't make a clinical analysis of someone you've never diagnosed. And anyway, I'm not a clinical psychologist. I don't even do clinical work at this point in my life. I'm a researcher, and I study human behavior and patterns and politics and the interplay. But I can say that if you did want somebody to study for the purpose of looking at someone who may possibly have ego issues, and I'll just, that's stating it very lightly.
Perfect.
That's the direction to look, for sure. Because I kind of compare narcissism in the book Mad Politics to autism, and that I believe it's on a scale or a spectrum, as we like to know it. And so I do believe that people who are in media, people who are in politics, you've got to have a certain degree of self-confidence. You've got to think that you have something special, or you wouldn't be putting yourself out there every single day.
Right.
So I think that, you know, when people say, our current president, is he a narcissist? I say, oh, probably. But so probably is every television and radio show host that you know out there, not mentioning any of our names, right? And so, but the thing is, where is he on the spectrum? And you look at somebody like Obama, who had to be perfectly packaged. He had to have that teleprompter right there. You know, you saw him even just this week. Prompter in place, all controlled, all elements controlled. When did you ever see Obama go walk around with his people, like the president does at rallies, almost uncontrollably, almost obsessively? He wants to know the people. He wants to hear the people. You know, that's who this man is. So if you're talking about somebody who has a mental disorder, that person doesn't like uncontrolled factors. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just let your audience do that mental deduction there.
Okay, but now, yeah. you know what it means when you're up against the clock. Quickly, tell people how to get a copy of your book.
Yes. I just said sir again. I'm so sorry about that. Anyway, I promise you had nothing to drink. You can go to Amazon, and it is actually on sale this week for our opening week on Amazon right now. And you can also follow me at Real Dr. Gina.
Always a pleasure, Dr. G. Thanks for being with me. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee because it really is good for you. We'll be back in a few minutes.